In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I'm going to give you some ideas about facts and acts. الحقائق والأعمال. You know, many believe that Christianity is just a subject of acts. They believe that good Christians do good acts. But actually, Christianity starts by facts. The core of Christianity is about facts. And when you believe in these facts, you will develop the good acts. So it's very much important to know the difference between believing in facts and doing the acts. You know, it should go together, but we will start by the facts. Facts and acts. بقول بالعربي برضو حتى كده انا عارف انا الانجليش بتاعي زي العربي لكن يعني في ناس بتفتكر انه المسيحية مجموعة اخلاقيات. فكرة دي غلط لانه في ناس كتير اخلاقها كويس. المسيحية قبل اي حاجة هي facts. We believe in, لو امننا بيها حياتنا بتتغير, بيطلع منها acts بقى او اعمال كويسة, ودي هتختلف من درجة إيمان واحد للتاني. We start by the fact. It was written in St. Peter, his second letter, the first chapter. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. حلو التعبير ده انا بحبه. لم نتبع خرافات مصنعة. احنا we are not following just some myth. Myth اللي هي الاساطير, شوية حكايات. No, احنا ماشيين ورا facts. اول ناس شافوها بعنيهم, عاشوها, واحنا we followed them, so we saw it through them and we touched the facts through them. يبقى فكرة الفاكتس دي هي أساس المسيحي. بطرس بيقول في آخر حياته احنا we did not follow just some ideas or cunningly fables, devised fables, لكن احنا شفنا بجد the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Also, St. Paul said in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 3, if I am delayed, you know, he had no time to follow him up or to visit him at that time, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. So the church is not the place where we can learn how to do good acts. No, before learning any kind of ethics, we should believe in the truth. And the church is the site of the truth, is the pillar and ground of the truth. معنى مهم أوي. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, يعني we all believe in this. الكلام اللي هيقوله دلوقتي ده زي قانون إيمان مختصر. Look to this. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. This is a fact. Believe it or not, but this is a fact. We believe in incarnation. Justified in the spirit. He was perfect in the spirit. He was and is the only man, perfect man. He had no sin. Seen by angels. So the angel could never see the Lord before, but they could see the Lord with us because of incarnation. يبقى التجسد مش بس خلانا نشوف المسيح, خلى الملائكة يشوفوا ربنا. قبل كده ولا الملائكة يقدروا يشوفوا ربنا. Preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. يبقى ده كده زي قانون إيمان مختصر. This, you know, little sentences, يعني they all like the pillar of the truth. يقول لك الكنيسة عمود الحق وقاعدته. يبقى احنا in the church احنا we are good people, we are loving each other, we are dealing with each other in a tender good way, but this is not Christianity. Christianity based on that we all believe in this. We share the truth together. We all stand on the truth, the facts. وده اللي مخلينا مسيحيين. بعد كده واحد بيعرف يحب أكتر من التاني. This is kind of personal struggle with the spirit. لكن يعني المهم في الأول وفي الآخر إن إحنا كلنا واقفين على حقيقة واحدة. Most assuredly, ربنا يسوع بقى بيقول إيه؟ الحق الحق أقول لكم. I say to you. And you know, I think it's in the Greek language, the original language of the New Testament. الحق الحق, it's not يعني very good translated into most assuredly. هي أكتر this is the truth. الحق الحق usually كان ربنا يسوع بيقصد بيها I'm telling the truth. Believe me. فكل مرة يقول الحق الحق you think of it, it's part of the facts. ده جزء من الفاكتس اللي احنا هنعيش بيه ونوصل بيه السام. I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me had everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. You know, this is for me and supposed to be for you. This is kind of fact. When you follow the teaching of the Lord, you will get the kingdom of heaven. This is a fact. Believe it or not. Who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but he has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, or this is the truth, I say to you, the hour is coming. This is another fact, you know. There will be an hour of judgment. And now is, it starts from now. You know, if you believe now, so you change your destiny by your belief. The hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. يعني عاوز يقول ايه يا جماعة, الساعة دلوقتي ما تقعدوش تستنوا يوم الدينونة. يوم الدينونة جاي, بس دلوقتي لا يقل خطورة عن اليوم ده. ليه؟ لأنك you can shift your life to the right track if you follow God's teaching دلوقتي. يعني لو انت حوّت ومشيت ورا ربنا يبقى انت صدقت, يبقى انت كده مش قلقان من اليوم الاخير. انما لو فضلت في السكة اللي فيها بتسمع معلومات ومش you don't believe in the facts, مش راضي تصدق ان ربنا تجسد, مش راضي تصدق ان ربنا بيحبك, مش راضي تصدق ان ربنا موجود. انا بكلمكم كأني بكلم ملحدين, فاهمين ازاي؟ انا اقصد احنا بنحط البيزكس اوف ايفانجيليزم. فانت كده بتحكم على نهايتك بالهلك. تأتي الساعة وهي الآن حين يسمع الأموات, هو يقصد الأموات في الخطايا, صوت ابن الله اللي هو صوت كنته, صوت الإنجيل, صوت المبشرين. والسامعون يحيون, يعني اللي هيسمع ويقبل هيدخل في الحياة الأبدية. لأنه كما أن الآب له حياة في ذاته كذلك. For as the Father has life in himself, as he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and had given him authority to execute judgment also. Because he is the Son of Man, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. This is the third fact. You know, the first fact in this, just follow the teaching of the Lord. The Lord is the truth. The second point was, today you have to decide if you are going to follow God or just ignore the facts and do not believe in it. The third one, there will be an hour of judgment. هتيجي الساعة الأخيرة في الآخر وكل اللي في القبور هيصحوا. طبعا الكلام ده بالنسبة لواحد مش مؤمن, ده كلام بالنسبة له غريب. But this is for us, it a fact. فمين انا عمال أكد ايه؟ دي حاجة انت عايز بيها. In which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and comfort those who have done good to the resurrection of life and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. So everybody is going to rise from dead, but not all will go into condemnation and not all into the kingdom of heaven. It depends on their attitude, whether they believed in God's word and they followed the teaching, or they ignore or rejected this, so they will go into condemnation. Condemnation led the inuna. Another important point: there is a big difference between three different words: facts, faith, feelings. Facts, faith, feelings. Lay. Many Christians, you know, think of facts as feelings, and some consider faith as just a matter of feeling. There is very important difference between the solid facts and your feeling. You may feel happy with the facts. You do not feel always this kind of emotional tendency toward the fact. يعني ايه مشكلة المسيحية اليومين دول يا جماعة؟ ان في حاجة اسمها charismatic movements, and for millions of Christianity is just kind of emotional affection, انفعالات, حماس, kind of feelings. انما الحقيقة المسيحية مش مجموعة مشاعر, هي بتعمل مشاعر طبيعي. انتوا بتحبوا ربنا, بس ربنا موجود حبتوه او ما حبتوهوش, وبيحبكوا حبتوه او ما حبتوهوش. ومش مفروض انك انت تقيس مسيحيتك على شوية المشاعر, لان ده اللي بيبقى very easily biased, يعني ممكن قوي تحسبها غلط لانك انت منفعل. ساعات نبص على اجتماعات نلاقينهم مهايبرين قوي ومهيصين قوي. That this mean they are very good Christian? Not necessarily. Maybe the facts are not intact, are not solid. ممكن تفاجأ ان عندهم fact مش مظبوطة من الانجيل قالوا, بس من ناحية الاموشن they are very high. This is, you know, very important to put it this way: facts before faith and before feelings. So the right arrangement of these three words is to put facts before faith. Lay. You may believe in some part of the facts and you grow in faith to believe more and more. Understand? Facts are solid, but faith are, you know, kind of growing up dynamic relationship with the Lord, with the fact. اديكم مثال يا جماعة. عندنا فاكت بتقول ربنا بيحبك. انت how much you believe in this, you know, this is not يعني equal in all. لا, في واحد فيك واثق تماما ان ربنا بيحبه مهما حصل, وفي واحد مع اول موقف ملخبطه بيقول له انت مش بتحبني. The fact is there, God is love, but the faith, it's up and down, related to your feeling, related to your how much you believe. You understand what I mean? عشان كده بقول لكم لازم نبقى فاهمين ان الفاكتس are solid. Faith are relatively related to facts, but not equal to facts. So if we put the feelings before facts and faith, ده طبعا يلخبط الدنيا. ليه؟ معناه if I don't feel much happy with the doctrine of intercession, ما عنديش ارتياح قوي لفكرة الشفاعة, I may reject the idea. But this is a fact. فاهمين الفكرة؟ لو انا حسبتها بمشاعري, you judge wrong. انت بتحكم على مشاعرك. في واحد يقول لك مش عجباني الفكرة دي. احنا مش بنقول لك فكرة تعجبك او ما تعجبكش. من له أذنان للسامع فليسمع. يعني هي كده, it's a fact. عجبك مش عجبك, حاسس بيها مش حاسس بيها, ده موضوع تاني يجي على المهل. لأن ده اللي ملخبط النهاردة المسيحية يا جماعة, أنه كتير من الـ Western movements, Christian Western movements, they talk to the heart. They believe much in emotional affection. So there is kind of emotional Christianity, which is not Christianity. ربنا يسوع ما كانش بيكيف الناس يعني. الموضوع مش كده. ربنا يسوع كان بيقول حقيقة. في ناس كانت بترفض. And he never changed the truth. وساعات الحقيقة بتوجع. مش بتبقى يعني بتدي good feeling. لا, لما يقول لك عاوز تمشي ورايا لازم تشيل صليبك. It's not a nice feeling to feel that you, in order to follow the steps of the Lord, you will carry the cross. This is not nice. لكن هي دي fact. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ So we should not put the feelings before the facts. And also we should not put the faith before the facts. ليه؟ لأنه in this case you will tell others with exactly what you believe and what you experienced, but you are not telling them the whole truth. You are just giving them, delivering message which is not complete, that your beliefs, no, you deliver the message of church beliefs, of the Bible facts. فاهمين الفرق يا جماعة؟ في واحد بيقول ايه, انا اقدر اتكلم بحرية لاني I believe much in the redemption with the blood of the Lord. Okay, that's fine. How about repentance? How important repentance for salvation. التوبة اهميتها ليه؟ يقول لك for my faith I don't believe much in this. Wait a minute. ما تنفعش evangelist. ليه؟ لان انت بتتكلم على your faith, احنا بنتكلم على facts. حتى لو انت مقصر في التوبة, if you are not repenting good but you believe in the Bible facts, in church beliefs, that you should deliver the complete message. Yes, the Lord died for us, for our salvation, but we need to believe and repent and continue our whole life in this, believing and doing repentance and struggling spiritually to be God's kids, men of God. يعني عشان نبقى بتوع ربنا لازم نعيش حياة طول العمر فيها توبة وإيمان. انت بقى you believe ولا لا؟ استنى بقى الفاكت كده. We may get, you know, like a weak faith and sometimes a strong faith, but the fact is always there. It's always strong, it's always solid, you know. Nothing will change the fact. واخدين بالكم؟ اقولها لكم بطريقة تانية. You know, in our service usually we talk about kind of changing the how to deliver the message to the youth, to the kids. إزاي نطور الخدمة. We never talk about the facts. We are not going to develop the facts. No. We are going to develop the vessels in which we are giving the facts in to others. فاهمين؟ احنا بس ايه, نغير شكل الإناء اللي بنحط فيه الفاكت. هنقدمه دلوقتي بالداتا شو, هنعمله مسرحية, هنعمل وسائل إيضاح, هنعمله لعبة, but the fact is always there. فمين الفرق؟ احنا we are not changing the fact, we may change whatever the vessel or the channel or the way we are giving the fact to others. Facts are always there, but faith may grow. For faith and fact, تعالوا نقرأ الحتة دي. He said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. You know, most of the statements given by the Lord are kind of facts. عشان تبقوا فاهمين. يعني اللي بيقوله دايما ربنا يسوع ده حقيقة. انت بقى you receive it, هو ده اللي بنسميه faith أو feeling. والمفروض الاتنين بيمشوا parallel عند أغلب الناس. يعني ايه؟ لما ربنا بيقول انا مش من هنا, انا من فوق, انتم من الدنيا دي, يبقى I believe that Jesus Christ, although he was a real man, but he is not only a man, he is different because he is also God. واضحة؟ يبقى this is a fact. يسوع المسيح مش بس انسان, هو كمان ربنا. هو قال كده. It's a fact. I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, He, you know, means Yahweh. He معناها God. Okay. لو انتم مش مصدقين اني انا ربنا هتموتوا في خطاياكم. You will die in your sin. Then they said to him, Who are you? This means that he said it before many times, that he proclaimed, he revealed the truth that I am Yahweh, I am He. But again they asked, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, Just what I have been saying to you. I have been saying to you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but He who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from Him. They did not understand that He spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, this is Himself, then you will know that I am He. Again, He says that now you cannot believe that I am God, but time will come soon that when you put me on the cross, many of you will believe in me as God. Then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do things that please Him. As He spoke these words, many believed in Him. يبقى ربنا يسوع بيعلن حقائق بغض النظر الناس بيعجبها الكلام ولا لا. And this is, you know, our life. إحنا we are going to proclaim the truth given by the Lord, though many may reject what we're saying, no problem, but this is our mission. We should say what He said. We should just reveal the truth given to us. Concerning the feelings, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? العربي بتاعها واضح. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. دلوقتي ايه المشكلة في التعليم الغريب؟ الأنبياء الكذبة أو الناس اللي بتقول كلام غلط, they can push the feelings, they can affect people emotionally, but they are not giving the truth. They are not saying the word of God as and ربنا عاوز يقول ايه هما بيقولوها بطريقة بتاعتهم. So you can know whether these people are honest or not by their fruits, their life. يعني ما تبص على البابا شنو ده, تحس الراجل فعلا كان قديس, عايش قديس, حياته تواضع, وداعة, بساطة, احتمال, حب. فلما بيعلم وعايش, هنحس انه ده مش false prophet, لان هو بيقول فعلا اللي الانجيل قاله وهو عايشه. فمن ثمارهم تعرفونهم. We can easily judge انه ده قديس لانه ايه الفروت بتاعته, الاوتكم بتاع حياته بيشاور انه عايش الكلام. Although Pope Cyril Ambacirulus, he was not as teaching as Ambashnuda, but again he was a saint, because his fruits will show everybody that he is living the word of God. فالحكاية بين انه ايه من ثمارهم تعرفونهم. بص بقى على الناس اللي بتبيع كلام, لا تلاقي ان هو مستفيد جدا من الوعظ ومن الشوينج اوف ومن, يبقى الحكاية ايه, فين علامة استفهام؟ الكلام حلو بس ايه, أبص لأمورك أتعجب, مش في مثل كده حاجة زي كده. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you will know them. This means, يا جماعة, again there is a strong relationship between facts and acts. So those who believe strongly in the facts will live their life strongly in acts. Again, those who have real strong faith, they will live a strong, fruitful life. يبقى الحكاية الفاكتس stable, facts, basics, الفاكتس هي هي solid, لكن it depends on your reaction to the facts. With the level of faith, the level of feeling will affect the level of acts. You love God more, so you serve Him more. You believe in the fruits of the prayer, you pray good. So this is kind of, you know, intimate relation between faith, emotions, and acts. There are many, you know, emotional Christian movements, like the charismatic movements. The Mormons are not anymore Christian, by the way, and the New Age movement are also not Christian, but you know, all of these are a bit related to Christianity. So they took some part of the doctrines, goes in facts, but they put on it many emotions, and they push the people to يعني specific direction. مش ده اللي كان قصده ربنا. خلي بالكم الانجيل package على بعض, ما نقدرش ناخد حتة ونسيب حتة. By the way, I think I told you before that the meaning of heresy, you know heresy, اللي هي الهرطقة. Heresy, it's originally Greek word. Heresy does not mean false fact, it means incomplete fact. واخدين بالكم الفكرة؟ Heresy does not mean it's completely wrong. No, it's not completely wrong. It has some right, but not completely right. Incomplete fact, it's kind of heresy. Like, you know, the devil were saying, this is the Lord. كانت الشياطين تخرج من كثيرين وهي صارخة تقول ايه أنت هو المسيح, مش كده؟ But they are not telling the whole truth. هم قالوا حتة صح عشان يتوهوا الناس, بس لو مشيت ورا الشيطان هيقولك حاجات تانية كتير قوي لأنه هو كذاب بطبعه, بس هو قال حتة صح. فاهمين الفكرة؟ يبقى مش كل واحد بيقول حتة صح يبقى كله صح, واضحة؟ وكمان اللي بيقول حتة صح غالبا he is building up some emotional relationship between the audience and himself much more than the audience and the fact. فهمنا؟ And these charismatic movements usually they take the people toward themselves, بيحطوا الناس في جيبهم, the kind of affection, تأثير نفسي. لكن in our teaching we need not to do this. احنا كل اللي عاوزينه the people believe in God and the facts, and let's forget about ourselves. So facts will give us the pure faith which will produce the holy life with or without strong feelings. Again, the solid facts will give us the pure faith, and this pure faith will produce the holy life with a strong feelings or sometimes without. The Orthodox doctrine, you know, it was written in Risalat Yahuza, you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. ابن حياتكم على إيمانكم. يبقى مش على مشاعركم, خلي بالكم, مش على شخص. No, احنا we are building up our life on our holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Also a good part written by St. Paul in Romans chapter 1, for the wrath of God, غضب الله, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. يعني بيعطلوا الحقيقة بالشر. فهمين ازاي؟ Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. يعني ايه؟ يعني لو واحد بني آدم طبيعي بيبص حواليه كان هيقول لازم يكون في ربنا، الدنيا بتقول كده، طبيعة بتقول كده، ولازم ربنا ده يكون eternal يعني يعيش على طول، ولازم ربنا ده يكون powerful. إذن الموضوع أنه الناس بترفض التروث اللي هي سهلة وواضحة حتى من قبل ما نبشر ولا الإنجيل يتكتب، عشان يغلطوا يحجزون الحق بالإثم. هو ده العالم اللي حوالينا. by the way I was in Australia you know last week and الحقيقة أنا أحبط جدا was frustrated knowing that 91% of the Australian people are atheists. Few are Christian and few are Muslims, but 91, it's the top one in the whole world in atheism. حاجة مزعجة، مع أنه although the nature are really beautiful. فكنت عاوز أقول يا ناس أنتم مش شايفين يعني الطبيعة الجميلة دي عشوائي؟ يعني لما تلاقوا لوحة جميلة تقولوا اللي رسمها ده جميل وكل ده ما حدش رسمه؟ فاهمين ازاي؟ هي دي بقى يحجزون الحق بالاسم، مش عاوزين يشوف، عشان to go their life in unrighteousness يعني بعيد عن البر، عاوزين يمشوا في الغلط in corruption بقى. فهنا الفكرة دي مهمة جماعة، truth is not you know difficult, it's easy to accept. يعني الحقيقة أقرب لللوجيك من أي حاجة، وأقرب لقلب الإنسان من أي حاجة. The truth we reveal is very simple and very accurate and very logic and very natural, very normal. But people are rejecting the truth to live their life in an abnormal way. مش عاوزين النورمال، مش عاوزين الناتشرال، هم عاوزين الابنورمال. فاهمين الفكرة؟ ادي فكرة الخطية. الخطية بتعمل واحد بتخليه مش عاوز يشوف الصح. انا تاني بتكلم عشان الفاكتس، انا بتكلم عن الفاكتس والفيلينج. So somebody will tell you I don't feel that there is an eternal life. You should tell him wait a minute, it's not a kind of feeling, it's not related to what you feel or what I feel. Is there a real fact saying that there is another life and let's prove it? It's a fact. Whether you accept it or leave it, you feel it or you don't feel it, this is very personal. We cannot take your personal feeling to make it like a fact. فاهمين الفكرة؟ وده اللي حاصل في الدنيا، ان كل واحد بيطلع بشعور معين يقول لك يلا مش ورايا، مش وراك في ايه؟ بيكمل يقول because although they knew God they did not glorify him as God nor were thankful but became futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts were darkened professing to be wise they became fools. Exactly. يا جماعة العالم اللي بره ده they profess that they are wise, ناس civilized and they are fool actually لأنه مش شايفين ربنا ولا شايفين عايشين ليه. برضو رسالة مهمة قوي يقول beloved do not believe every spirit. دي مهمة قوي ليكم يا جماعة، do not believe in every spirit. مش كل واحد بيتكلم، مش كل واحد هيقول آية معناه the Holy Spirit is speaking with him, not necessarily. انتوا عارفين الشيطان اكتر واحد بيستخدم آيات وبيوعظ بآيات فمش هيغلب. فيبقى نعمل ايه؟ do not believe every spirit but test the spirit. Test the spirit. وانت قاعد كده بتسمع whoever اللي بيتكلم is he really love God ولا بيشتغل لجيبه ولا عاوز الناس تقفله ولا he is showing off. Is he giving the real facts given by the Lord by the Bible ولا هو بيألف facts ويحطها مع الفاكتس الأولانية؟ هو بيقدم ايه بالظبط؟ Just test the spirit. Do you feel like attracted to him because he is humble, he is meek, meek يعني وديع, he is Christ image. يعني فعلا ما تقعد مع البابا كرولوس او البابا شنودة تحس فعلا ان انت حاسس حد ريحة المسيح. يعني إنما الناس دي أنت حاسس إن هم دول شبه المسيح ولا دول في منهم كتير في السوق بس بيشتغلوا ماركتينج حاجات تانية؟ because many false prophets have gone out into the world, by this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of good. You know, this is the basic fact, but not the only fact. At least they should believe in the Lord Christ as God. لكن مش بس كده, انت كمان لازم تشوف هما they believe in all the facts given by him. مثلا لما ربنا يسوع يقول I am the bread of life, طب ها هتصدق ولا مش هتصدق؟ it's a fact. ويقول لك اللي ياكلني, خلاص هو قال كده, it's a fact. Let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. You know, there is another extreme of eccentric teaching, تعليم متطرفة, ممكن تمشي في اتجاه تاني اللي هي ايه, most of the beliefs are against the flesh, against the physical life, against أكل وشرب وعلاقات, يعتبر كل حاجة في الدنيا خطية. برضو these are false teaching. مش ده اللي المسيح عمله؟ ربنا يسوع جه عاش وكل وشرب ولبس وضحك وكل حاجة. فهنا بيحذرنا كمان من another extreme, and not holding fast to the head from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints, the divine declaration. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. معناه الكلام ده, again the truth is not difficult, the truth might be accepted by babies, by infants, by kids, by simple people, for the wise men who are, you know, full of pride, they cannot easily accept the truth because they believe in themselves, in their mind, they have their own beliefs, they make the fact themselves, they do not accept the fact, they made it their way. That's why they do not accept facts, real facts. فاهمين الفرق؟ إنما الطفل الصغير بتحكي له الحكاية بيبقى مبسوط, he is always accepting. لكن الكبير يحكي لك يعني وينسيك اسمك, هو عاوز يتكلم, هو مش عاوز يسمع. Again in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Look to the word of reveal or declaration, you know, it's kind of revealing. يعني الفacts are given by the Lord. احنا مش بنعمل حقائق, مش بنألفها جماعة, ما حدش قاعد كده وايه مخمخ يعني وطلع فاكت. موضوع ما جاش كده, ربنا قال أنا الخالق, أنا هو, أنا بحبكم, أنا جاي. فاللي ربنا بيقوله we accept it, هو ده الفاكت بالنسبة لنا. So all the facts based on God's revelation. عشان كده الإعلان الإلهي ده دوغما عندنا, عقيدة مهمة قوي. ما يعلن الله عن نفسه نحن نقبله ونعلم به as facts, لأن هو ده مصدر الحق مش إحنا. برضو يتقال, therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. يبقى the Holy Spirit or the Father, God the Father or the Son, يعني ربنا هو الوحيد اللي بيريفيل الفاكت, واحنا بقى بنكمل شغله ونقدمها للناس. Emotions, feelings cannot make facts. ماشي, دي مهمة دي. نقطة تانية, faith grow on the top of facts and feelings should follow. Facts are purely given, but faith and feelings are man's role with the grace of God. If facts, we are talking about God's part. دي حقائق solid بقول لكم not related to us. طبعا related in في التفاصيل يعني ربنا تجسد, لكن أقصد إيه, we had nothing to do with the fact but we have a role with faith. يعني إحنا إيماننا مرتبط ب يعني رد فعله. آخر حاجة أقولها بقى الأكت the outcome of all. يعني إيه, when you believe in facts and you feel them you can easily live a Christian life. So you believe in pure faith and you accepted all the facts given, revealed by the Lord, and you tasted into your heart, you felt it, you feeling the love of God and the story of redemption, so you will act good. You will live a real good Christian life. Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Look to this. شوف how الديسيب بيحصل ازاي, الخداع بيحصل ازاي. ان انا حط في بالي ما انا ابن ابونا ابراهيم, I need not to do any effort. اهو ده بقى عمل ايه, ده عمل فاكت على مزاجه. فاهمين الفكرة, هم ألفوا فاكت بما ان احنا اولاد ابراهيم يبقى no way ان ربنا يرفضنا. الحقيقة الكلام ده ما تقالش في الانجيل, ربنا ما قالش في الانجيل بما ان اذن بما انكم اولاد ابراهيم اعملوا اللي تعملوه هتفضلوا في عناية احسن ناس. الحقيقة دي قاعدة هم ألفوها, فاهمين, عشان their feeling شغال في الحتة دي, the superiority of the Jew, احساسهم ان هم احسن من اي حد خلاهم يطلعوا بالفكرة دي. فقام يوحنا المعمدان قال لهم انتوا عملتوا كدبة وصدقتوها, قاعدين تقولوا اولاد ابراهيم اولاد ابراهيم, طب ما ربنا يعمل مشروط حجارة اولاد ابراهيم, يبقى انتوا صدقتوا كدبة ما صدقتوش فاكت. انتوا اولاد ابراهيم صحيح, but it does not mean انه ربنا هيفضل قابلكوا على طول وهيعملكوا زي ما عمل ابونا ابراهيم. فهمتوا اللي انا عاوز اوصله, ان هم ابتدوا بفاكت بس ايه لو دراعها كده وطلعوا منها بمفهوم خلوها غلط خالص. Thus also faith by itself if it does not have works is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works, show me your faith without your works and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. يعني إيه, is an faith with no acts, ده very theoretical and ملوش أي قيمة. يعني إيه, لو هي مجرد facts you believe in but you don't feel it, you don't live it, ما بتعيش بيها, يبقى الحقيقة أنت ما بقيتش مسيحي برضو. فاهمين الفكرة, يبقى احنا ابتدينا بالفاكتس وانتهينا بالاكت مرورا في السكة بالفيس والفيلينج. فاهمين ازاي, لكن هي البداية فاكتس والنهاية اكت. عشان كده لما ربنا بيقول هحاسبكم على اعمالكم, هي is really fair لانه اعمالنا معناها التلاتة اللي فاتوا, the good facts, the strong faith and the pure feeling, ده اللي هيخليك تعمل good acts لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة. اللي عندي سؤال او تعليق, الملائكة ما يقدروش يشوفوا ربنا لان ربنا مش متجسد قبل التجسد, فالاب لا يرى ولا يستطيع احد ان يرى, عشان كده نقول يغطون وجوههم. امتى قدروا يشوفوه؟ شافوه معانا يوم ما اتولد. فاهم ازاي, عشان كده كانوا فرحانين قوي برضه, شافوه متجسد. ما هو شاف المسيح المتجسد بس ايرلي في الوقت. ما بيشوفوهش, هم عاملين كده واخد بالك, فما يقدرش يشوفوه. انما عاوزه تقولي شافوه لما مثلا ظهر لابونا ابراهيم, ماشي, بس هي من خلال فك تجسد برضه. هي دي الفكره, انه ما يقدروش يتعاملوا مع الله المنظور الا من خلال تجسد زينا زيهم هن. ايوه حبيبي, فارس بيسأل بيقول في حتة بتقول انه يحضر كل عمل الى الدينونة، وبعدين في حتة تاني دي في جامعة، فروميا بيقول ليس هناك دينونة على الذين هم في المسيح. كمل الآية، انت غلطانك وقفت عند دي. السالكين ليس حسب الجسد بل حسب الروح. يبقى to prove that there is kind of life into Christ you have to show me this kind of life into practice. فهم ازاي؟ سالكين، إذن السلوك هي نفسها الأعمال. فربنا لما بيحاسبنا على أعمالنا أو سلوكنا هي اللي بتورينا وبتوري الدنيا كلها، وطبعا قدام ربنا اللي جوه قلبك من فضلة القلب يتكلم اللسان. تحب ربنا فعلا يبقى هتسمع كلامه فعلا، تحبه نظري يبقى مش هتسمع كلامه، فهي واحد في الآخر.
One of the verses said that you test the spirit. Can you summarize for us the very basic truths that any Christian should believe so that يعني I can rely on this person's teaching?
It's a good question. The basic truth or the basic Christian teaching that we can consider others who preach that they are really orthodox Christian. First of all, we believe in God's Trinity. Abu Ibn Ruh Quds. We believe in our Lord Christ, God incarnate. We believe in the Holy Spirit inside our hearts. We are temples of the Spirit. We believe in one universal Catholic Apostolic Church. We believe in sacraments. We believe in struggle or continuous repentance. We believe in the Bible as the word given by God. اي غلطة في اللي انا بقوله ده مارك معناه ان احنا طلعنا برا الخط. We believe بقى كمان in the fellowship with the saints, angels, historical prophets. احنا we are like one body or one church. So برضو ده another belief. اي حد بيتجاهل ignore one of these or attack one of these stones in facts لازم تخف منه. And كمان we believe in the image of Christ. Those who preach they should have some part of the image of Christ. So if you find the guy preaching زي يهوذا بيسرق you cannot trust him حتى لو بيقول كلام مظبوط. So we are not only listening to the message, we are also looking at the person giving the message. You understand? لأنه ممكن يقول كلام مظبوط لكن هو نفسه مش مظبوط، فبرضه خاف منه لأنه ممكن بكرة يغير كلامه. هذه بتسأل لو لقينا شخص بيعلم وإحنا حاسين تعليمه مش مظبوط نعمل إيه؟ شايفين شخص تعليمه في حتة مش مظبوطة إيه اللي ممكن نعمله؟ قول يا سوني دكتورة سوني. If he is the type of person who may accept my advice, I will give him. لكن sometimes you know الناس بتبقى عنيدة ومش راضية تسمع. لو أنا حاسس اللي قدامي أقدر أخد ودي أقول له أنا حاسس ده بيقول غير اللي الكنيسة قالته وغير اللي تعلمناه. لو أنا ليه دل عليه ممكن أغير دماغه، لكن لو هو قافل خالص ومش شايف غير أنه صح خلاص أصلي له وأبعد عنه وأقول للناس بلاش تروحوا عنده. تفضل يا حبيبي. أوكي تعليق لطيف. أنا اسمك إيه؟ مينا. مينا بيقول أنا حاسس ككارز أنا هشير مع الناس الفاكت والفيث لكن not the feeling. موافق بس ايه الفيلينج ما تقدرش تلغيها برضو. ليه؟ لانه your honest feeling is one of the keys that helps others to accept. يعني الناس بتشوف في عينيك انك انت you really love God، فدي حتة feeling فبيحسوا انك honest. We cannot say it this dry way and no just a fact or a belief. Usually true belief, true faith comes with true feeling. فما تقدرش تفصلهم قوي.